instance, and you would only see, once you become a full space race, the end results.
Which would be like shooting stars to our perception?
Just what would be left would be shooting stars, yes.
Yes.
But
you.
Once you get into space and out past a certain area, you would see remains of the battle. You would find debris floating around.
Has our Hubble telescope been perceiving your activity and part of the other Brotherhood activity?
Little technical glitches have been noted with your Hubble telescope from time to time. Things that do not quite make sense. Some of your astronauts have had contact with mischievous astral travelers, I believe.
Okay, so that we have had touch on having encounters with you.
Yes. And with your fellow mankind in an astral travel form.
Mark said on the Hubble telescope a few times.
Oh, okay, I wasn't aware of that. Is there any threat with that? Can you see any detrimental threat?
No, not really. It is a passive device that receives instead of transmits on a wide pad. And it does not use a subspace, for want of a better explanation that you would understand, to transmit great distances. It uses a standard waveform which is transmitted over a great distance, which takes a great time to cover that distance. Which is why the search for extraterrestrial life is having such a difficult problem of receiving.
But at our stage in development, we should be at that primitive stage. Am I correct?
It is natural evolution.
And we were going through a natural evolutionary stage?
Correct. After being tampered with thousands or hundreds of thousands of years ago, you are evolving as you should. Okay, next question.
Ryan? No.
Nicole?
No.
Okay.
Farewell, Omar.
Thank you, Omar.
Live long. Prosper, and I'll be back. A mole to Enterprise, one to beam up.
Hello.
I'm not hard of hearing you, though.
You're not?
No. You don't have to go, hello!
Well, I was excited to see you. I missed you last week.
Sure, kids, not.
Yes.
Oh, you're back again.
Uh-huh. Just for a few seconds.
I got confused. I thought it was Harry.
Okay. Well, I'm putting on the next person. Hi.
See ya.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Kiri is my sister. She tends to...
Oh, is that Kara?
Yeah, she tends to be more loud and rambunctious now. I am very sedate and well-behaved.
That's not what I've heard. Or the guy's just telling stories about you.
He's just telling stories about me. I am very well-behaved.
So how's things on Hades Bay?
Well, it is fine. Everything is going according to plan. We are very active at the moment with internal domestic things that they're carrying this weekend.
Hello, my love.
Hello. Okay.
Would it be similar to political things
on our level?
No.
We just have a union that is occurring this weekend, or the final part of the union. I am pretty busy and distracted with getting things organized for the union that occurs this Sunday.
And can you explain any of the details to us?
Yes.
I'm curious.
We are having a wedding.
Oh, excellent.
I believe what you would call it.
Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's much preparation being done.
Yes.
Is the whole base involved?
No, there are 200 selected individuals that will be attending.
And what kind of ceremony do you do?
It is a Syrian ceremony. Lots of flowers, lots of singing, lots of drinking, of course.
Do you use the hallucinogenic flowers?
No.
No, you just
There are some people that will participate in those. Those will be made available, but for the actual ceremony, there will be none available.
So you use the flowers for the same way we would do it on Earth?
Yes, same way as you use alcohol. It is a lubrication.
But I mean, the non-hallucinogenic flowers, you use them for aesthetic
Correct.
Properties.
Yes.
Just to add to the celebration.
Yes, for
the
brightness and color. Okay, questions?
When's the wedding?
It starts at 2 o'clock of your time on Sunday. Behind the house. Don't worry, we will be recording it all.
Yeah.
And then they leave on Monday afternoon.
Okay.
Are they going back to Syria?
Yes.
Mine and Mark's father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Dad. I still never been able to call him that yet, and I doubt I ever will.
Well, don't worry, Mark.
Especially now.
Mark still calls him Sam.
Yeah.
Kara?
Yes?
Do you know much about psychology?
A little. Try me.
Can you give me some advice on how would a mother and daughter have a breakup in relationship, cursing each other, promising that they'll never ever talk to each other again? How would you reunite them?
Normally there is one thing that will pull a family together, and that is trauma within the family.
That's already happened to us once before.
Mm-hmm. And the whole entire family rallied together, did it not?
Yeah.
And the same thing will pull it together. For various families, it is various different types of trauma. A house fire will pull a family together.
Now, is there some positive traumas? I mean, a house fire would naturally bring a family together. Mm-hmm. But is there a positive type of trauma that
yes.
could be used to stimulate?
Yes, a bear will also help stimulate. Now, somebody giving birth to a child will help to pull a family together.
Now, sometimes, though it's not seen as positive, a death would be a positive trauma.
Yes, again, that will pull a family together.
Because, for one thing, a death, you know, for us would be a positive thing, because you're moving on to the next life. And while most folks in the family would see that as a negative thing, it does bring people together.
Certainly. See, there are many possibilities.
Yeah,
no. Now, with the coming problems that we see in our world, is that going to bring the world together?
And in theory, yes. But I am not a mass psychologist.
So, theoretically then, with the coming collapse, what you'll see is maybe not so much the world coming together, which is we only deal in theory, but you'd see people who know each other
coming together, yes.
Coming together a lot closer.
Yes.
And would it be safe to say that it would be worldwide speaking? Wouldn't it be more of a equalizing of the third world countries and your capitalistic countries becoming more equal economically and socially?
I really don't know. I'm more concerned with the spiritual and healing side of things.
Aren't they all related? Isn't spirituality?
Yes, but I can't be aware of all things. Here doesn't deal so much with the spirituality, but more the fiscal and economic and social things. I deal with the more medical, spiritual side of things.
But am I correct in assuming that that they're both interrelated?
I would assume so too, but don't hold up what I say on it as gospel.
All right.
Yeah, I really can't say without sitting down and discussing it with Tia. And Tia, unfortunately, can be very close-mouthed about it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
If a person lives a life and then they come back, they learn so much in that life that they come back and they learn from their last life
mm-hmm.
lessons, a better person?
Yes.
Right, well, can you explain to me why this world is getting worse in every aspect?
Because people aren't learning. And there are new people coming all the time. I believe you've met Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Skip is a new person on your planet. This is his first time on your planet.
Oh, really?
So therefore, he is confused and baffled by what is going on. He is at a loss sometimes. He feels out of place.
I notice he's a very inquisitive person.
Mm-hmm.
Very curious.
Very curious. He seeks information all the time, and he has incredible potential on both the spiritual, metaphysical, and physical work.
Hmm. Now, folks who aren't learning, you know, it's not that they've forgotten what they've learned prior to these lives, it's that they choose to forget, correct?
To a certain extent, yes. It is sometimes that things are overlooked in the period of reviewing. Things are overlooked as being trivial, but they're not trivial.
Well, for example, somebody who lives a life as a very poor, poverty-stricken person, in their time of review between lives, they'll look at their life and go, well, I want to have money.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back into a life in those circumstances, which brings them that, and they learn from that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in between the next life, are we looking then at people who say, well, I like having money, let's do that again kind of thing?
Yes, but there are many different possibilities. There is, for example, you can have a gentleman that is born into money that has total disgust with money, that finds it a useful tool, but sees it as just that.
Mm.
Or somebody that is hard working and works their way up to money. Or somebody that has money but just frisses it away and does not comprehend it. There are many different possibilities.
Mm. Now, most of the people, in fact, all the people who are now coming to this planet, the new people, for the experience of the third dimension, and for those of us who are returned, we're all preparing for what is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And for us who are returning, it's a great time of change. For those who are new, they're looking at this as a time where they'll be going on and working on the world afterwards
into
their next lives as to improve third dimensional Earth, or at least you could learn the lessons from it.
Correct.
But us, we're looking to just go ahead and move on from here.
Mm-hmm. Take Skip, for example. With all his engineering ability, he has very little access to it. But as I said last week, maybe he will have access to it in his next life.
Mm.
Maybe he will be the next Tesla.
Yes. Well, he was talking about space
mm-hmm.
as a really important goal for him.
Yes.
So the interaction between old souls on the planet
mm-hmm.
and a new soul like Skip in our group is very beneficial.
Yes. Skip is an old soul, but he is new on your planet. He's like the new person moving into the apartment across the street from me. They're new, but they've been around for a while.
Where do souls come from other than Earth?
Oh, many different places. Many
different planets.
Yes.
But they don't come from animals?
Yes, there are some animals that, especially sentient animals, that evolved up.
So I could have been a dolphin in your afterlife or something?
Correct, yes.
That's true, because then you have Syrians,
mm-hmm.
and people from Alpha Centauri, people from third-dimensional world we don't even know about, who have no human characteristics at all. But Mark has seen on many times, interacted on many occasions, and don't look anything like it.
All sorts of things. All sorts of things. Anyway, I will wrap up my little part.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Session.
Okay. I heard somewhere, and I can't remember where, but I'm trying to put this all in perspective, but the way it was proposed to me was that we live 10,000 lifetimes on a planet and then progress to another planet to live another 10,000 lifetimes, and it's a big circle. Is that analogy?
Yes, it is true to a certain extent.
Okay, so
but
there is some accuracy?
Sometimes it can be a higher number, sometimes it can be a lesser number. But all depends on the individual.
And the world, I mean, sometimes the world won't last 10,000 lifetimes.
Correct. Okay,
like, thank
you.
If I can.
Okay, I've got to be quick because I've got to go to the bathroom. So I'll just put in the next person.
Okay.
Okay, see you in a few.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Sure, baby. Yo! Now, that's very strange. I was looking at the monitor and Mark didn't have a bladder problem. He now has a bladder problem. I wonder how she did that.
I don't sympathetic.
Know. Yeah, she comes bouncing in, and she's got to be quick and everything. So she goes to go to the bathroom. I'm looking at the monitor, and all of a sudden his bladder pressure goes from about 7% up to about 80%.
Are you gonna go take care of problems?
Yes, I'll take care of both problems, Mark and Tia.
I'll pause.
But
this.
I would answer questions first, or a question.
Carrie.
Uh huh.
Now the pyramid.
Uh huh.
In Egypt. How did they get those big stones?
What Tia does. Not astral travel, but her other habit or hobby.
PK.
Mm hmm. Group of minds working together.
For sure.
Reckon. I know, so. If Tia can lift up approximately a ton and a half. Yeah, she's been working out. Her objective by the end of...
By
the end of your century is to be able to lift 2 tons.
She can barely lift all 3 children before. No?
Yeah, I know.
10 and a half?
Mm-hmm. She's been working out.
My truck doesn't weigh 10 and a half.
Hmm? Yeah, so she's working out. I don't think she'd be able to get up over maybe 2.5 tons. If she's lucky, 3. And here goes, be able to lift 3 tons, that'd be wonderful.
So it was Egyptians using PK.
Yeah, well, Syrians using PK.
Syrians?
Survivors
from
Atlantis.
About the pyramids.
That's what I'm talking about.
Syrians?
Yeah, survivors from Atlantis.
Atlantis was settled by Syrians.
Seven races. Mm-hmm. And the survivors of those races.
Has anyone on Earth come up with this theory?
We have.
There's a few others.
Yeah, but like professional people?
Yeah. In fact, there's a prime example in Florida of a gentleman that used PK.
Yeah, to build the coral castle. Big, huge blocks of coral cut out of the coral key that he lives at, and he built this huge, giant house out of these by himself. And people came by to check this thing out, and he had put a crane up over a block that was cut out with a chain going underneath the block to show him that, well, yeah, he actually cut these things out by hand. He lifted them up by hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they went away going, wait a minute, but how did he get the chain under the block? Well, by using his mind, lifted it up, the chain underneath, dropped the block back down and showed him, well, here it is, see?
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, I think that was a long time ago I saw this, too.
Yeah.
You need a lot of mind power.
Mm-hmm. He didn't live very long. Didn't live. What's it? He died in his 40s.
Well, his wife died. He built it for his wife. She died.
No, he built it for somebody that he wanted to be his wife. I think it's his Esmeralda or something.
That's
yeah.
Right. Hey, by the way, last week we were working on 8 inches of our measurement equals 3 units of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, what's a foot? 12 inches. You add 4 more inches, about 4 units?
No.
4.5?
Well, we could break this down on a calculator.
It's close. About 4.5.
How does it figure into the Great Pyramid?
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No. Our measurements have been changed many times.
Oh, in other words, it's the old Syrian measurement system that the Great Pyramid is built on.
Mm-hmm. And that's
even older than the American metric system.
Much older.
The Great Pyramid is built on the process of pi.
Yeah. Pi is the universe.
3.12.
3.142785. Whatever.
So pi being the universal, does that mean that's where it started from? Then you guys advanced it up from that point from pi?
Yeah. For our pyramids, yes.
Okay. So you base it on 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird system of math.
Is it? It works.
It's different.
It uses one's mental abilities better. Yeah. Everything. It's based literally on geometry. By working on decimals at 3, you can manipulate and change it to the various units that you need.
Probably helps you in space travel.
Yeah, it is useful if you're plotting a course by using reference points. 3 reference points will give you a 4th reference point by their angles.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas in space you need 6 points if you're doing it in 3-dimensional space. You need 6 points to give you a 7th point.
This from Stargate.
Yeah. But it is standard for space travel.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. And how about in 6-dimensional travel?
6-dimensional? No.
So you're using 6 points to get the 7th point?
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
What about when you're going from 6 to 3rd?
That's where it becomes tricky. Real tricky.
How do you do that?
You do the rotation from your point of origin, right?
Which is Hayden's Bay, let's say.
Yeah, where you go out to a safe area where you're not affected too much by the gravitational pull of the planet.
Okay.
You make your jump, and then you calibrate.
To the point of your origin.
Correct.
And then you figure out where you are then in 3rd dimension,
mm-hmm.
from the point of your
or jump. Your origin in your point of origination in 6th dimension.
Okay.
I'm not a navigator.
Leave me with headaches. I guess that's what a computer's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Anybody else? Well, how do you like your dad now that he's younger than you are?
I still look younger, just. Well, maybe. In my opinion.
I haven't seen him yet. I don't know.
It's good that he looks like a 20-year-old again.
He rejuvenated body.
Yeah.
Why? Because he got a new girlfriend. He's younger.
Part of the reason was to please her. Part of the reason was that he was starting to get aches and pains in his bones, and
really?
He was starting to get saggy, as he put it, around the edges on his skin.
His eyes were looking really old.
Yeah.
I mean, his eyes itself, but around his eyes.
Yeah. But he was also apparently, although he kept it very quiet, was starting to lose sight in one of his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was necessary for him to have a rejuvenation. And Grandmama arrives on Friday night.
Mm.
She's only staying for a few days. She doesn't want to be away from her monastery too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should be in her habit.
Cool.
It's going to be the first time that we've had all the current living generations together.
Is this Max's first rejuvenation?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but apparently when he arrived, he looked at me and he goes, he made a comment, and I go, but I've looked like this way for the past 20 years. And he goes, I hadn't noticed. And I looked at him and sort of like, he's lying. I asked him if he was having eye problems, and he went, no. And I put my hands on my hip and I'm like, Dad, you can't tell me that. You were lying. You were having eye problems, weren't you? And he avoided the subject, so I know that he was.
Mm. Well, the thing is, now I can bounce around like a teenager with a new teenage bride.
Yeah. Teenage? She's not a teenager.
All right. So she's a nice, mature teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very agile, flexible teenager.
I look older than she does, okay? I mean, come on.
Yes, but she's older than you are.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I think she's, what, about 36 of your years? 37?
Well, you're older than I am, and I look older than you do.
It's great, isn't it? When I'm old and grey, your physical body down there will be dust.
Yeah, my new body will be probably keeping up with you at that point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll be calling you Grandma.
No, you won't. You'll remember who I am.
Get drunk?
A little tipsy. A little tipsy.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go.
Mm-hmm. I'll introduce you to Treen.
I want to do my first episode travel. I want to go straight to the bar.
Well, Treen is the one who's looking for you.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Bartender at the corner bar. She's the one who's looking for you.
Yeah, wow. she knows everybody. Or almost everybody, yes.
You know, I'm trying to astro travel.
Yeah, I heard all about it from Tia and Mark. But we'll get you working on coercion.
You can't really help, can you? Can't come down.
No, I'm a coercer.
So you can.
Yeah. I'm a coercer mainly. I can manipulate people with my mind.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Manipulate me.
What I have in mind, you wouldn't enjoy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not into that sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
Kiri, question for you.
Yeah.
martial law will basically eliminate all our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But now our rural and small town life won't be too drastically affected.
No. Right? No.
Okay. So, but at that point, we are our own law. Right?
Yes.
Okay. We take our own precautions at that point.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tease you like that.
That's okay.
Kiri?
Yes?
I'm thinking that it might be handy to start a home business coming up here to eliminate our need for other outside employment.
Yeah, I can design lingerie. I can I've got to design a wedding gown for Kerry. It's gonna dry. All right. For Kerry. Okay.
Are we gonna talk to Kerry next week?
Mm-hmm.
Mark said that might be in the schedule.
Yes, I want to talk to her. Okay, any more questions? Engineering? Coercive? Clothing design, swimsuits.
Well, I've got something that's been pressing on my mind.
That shouldn't be too much.
Why do boars have pits?
So that you can ask questions like that.
Aren't
there young boars that need to get fed? It would make sense to me. They're like pigs, right? Well, pigs have young that suck on their pits, right? Well, that's what I'd have them for, right?
It's a hangover from thousands of years ago. It's also a gene necessity. That when you're in embryonic stage or fetus stage, it's either maybe you're going to be male, maybe you're going to be female. And it's a hangover from that.
Oh, okay. So there is a viable reason why males do have breasts different from female breasts, but mm-hmm. but even though they're non-functional.
Okay. Okay. Out of here, boys.
We shall depart.
Yeah.
See you, dudes.
That's it.
Yeah. See you around, babe.